Hello and welcome to PMU Unfiltered. If you're not sure what you're listening to, this is a permanent makeup pod and video cast. Yeah, that's right. We're out here tattooing people's faces. So if you're new to the industry, if you're a veteran to the industry, come with me on my journey through permanent makeup because we're keeping it real, we're keeping it raw, and most of all, we're keeping this PMU unfiltered. Hello, hello, and welcome back to PMU Unfiltered. I'm your host, Marlo, and if we haven't met yet before, you must be new here because this is my show, it's my podcast, and we have so many exciting things coming this year for 2024. So I guess without further ado, Happy New Year! I personally love New Year's because I just love goal setting and resetting my intention. And you know what? No matter what happened last year, no matter how much you struggled, hell, it's a new year. So call it a wash and just let's move forward and let's start thinking forward because I definitely can just lose that sense of self and just really, I don't know, sit in the mud from last year and think about all the things I didn't do. So that this year is really motivating me for all the things that I want to do. And this year, if you guys don't already follow my channel, Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo, Instagram account, and also my YouTube account. Hi, all of this content is here on my YouTube account, which you should definitely subscribe to and follow. And then we can hang out in person and not only just listen to me in the car, but you can also listen to me while you're having a cup of coffee in the morning. So don't forget to subscribe, whether you're listening to your podcasts and or watching my YouTube channel. Hey, what's up? Let's hang. But I really just felt like I needed to create more content this year. And every year, if you guys have been following my journey for a little bit, I choose a new word to lean on in any time of just trying to understand where my head's at and how to get my head in the game. And even in those moments where I have no thoughts, maybe a little far too often, but in the moments of struggling and even in the happy moments, I grab this word. And it's all of these things that in these systems in place that I have for myself are for making my life easier. So last year, in moments of a little duress or in these like happier moments, my word was gratitude. And that allowed me to just reflect easily on something great happening or being thankful in moments that it was harder to find thanks in. And the year before that was the word intention. And that was bringing a lot of intention to my life and a lot of intention to my personal life and my business. And I had some tough times. And if you have been there with me, you know that closing up my larger studio space was one of the hardest things that I've definitely been through in this whole damn journey. And finding gratitude and intention in both of those things, they kind of like start to tumbleweed together. And the year before that, I had a catchphrase that was really great for me to lean on. And that was, I can do anything I put my mind to. So every time I was in a vinyasa yoga flow class or walking to the subway where I felt like super defeated about something or was nervous about a client, I chose to think to myself, Marlo, you can do anything you put your mind to. Because I watch YouTube channels a lot. I actually really like YouTube. And I see that these people are no different than you and I. We're all humans. And if they can do it, you can do it. And I could do it. And we could do it. And we're no one's doing anything that you can't do either. So if you're struggling doing permanent makeup or you're looking to explore tiny tattoo work, I just want to let you know that just because someone down the block is doing it, doesn't mean that you can't do it either. You can do anything you put your mind to. And that's one of my phrases that I love for me. And I really suggest that you kind of adopt that because you will find so many deep places within yourself that you can do it too. So don't be a victim of your own circumstance or your own mindset because you can do anything you put your mind to. For this year, so excited, I am bringing in three C's. Now, maybe not just one word, but again, there's no rules. This is just for you. So my three C's this year are, and I think you'll be happy about this, are creativity, confidence, and content. So those are my three pillars that I'm going to be really leaning into this year in moments where I'm like maybe feeling a little lazy or not showing up for myself. I'm definitely going to look at those three C's: creativity, confidence, and content. Now, what does that mean to me? Creativity is such a broad word, and I like that. To me, that just means there's so much I can take that into my life. And maybe you want to use these same three words. You want to call it your three C's. Maybe you want to pick one of the C's out. Maybe you want to use, you can do anything you put your mind to, or intention, or gratitude, whatever you want, family, business, all in, whatever your little catchphrase is, or one word. But I'm going to break down my three C's, so maybe this can ignite something inside you that you could be like, hell yeah, I'm focusing on me this year. Maybe your word is focus. Maybe your phrase is no excuses. So again, I'm just here to generate ideas. There's no right or wrong answer. This is your journey, and I'm going to tell you about mine so you can just open up your mind and expand your business and just do great things for yourself. Creativity is going to be really important for me this year because I'm personally a very naturally creative person, and I definitely lose myself and lose that sense of creativity in the process and steps of things. Dealing with vulnerability here, having ADD, ADHD, however you choose to define it, I know the world is set in different ways, but having ADD is hard for me. It's hard for me to stay focused and on tasks and remain consistent. Hell, I'll even throw that as another C into my word, my list here this year. Why not? That just fits all too well. So remaining consistent is really hard for me. And if things aren't perfect and in good flow, building up to the process really takes away from my creativity, which is also why I love having an administrative assistant. If you guys need help within your business expanding, I have a virtual assistant agency geared towards permanent makeup artists called Vanity Virtual Assistants, and you can schedule time to meet with me to see if we're a good fit, and you might need an assistant too, so you can open up your mind and be more creative. Now, a lot of my creativity comes from needing to have processes and systems in place so I don't have to overthink anything to get to the creative part, because we've talked about this in another podcast. You need process to get to an end result. Now, when I have my camera set in a specific spot with my batteries charged, my physical batteries charged and my camera's battery charged, that allows me to just plug in and go quicker. So if there's things in your life that are causing you friction to be more creative, like there's no room on your desk to sit down with your laptop to be more organized, to organize your day, let's clean that desk off. Let's organize the inside of the desk drawer so all of your pens are in a nice area, and throw away all those pens that you don't even like using. So go through all the pens and throw out the ones that you just don't like to use and write with, and clean that desk area that, you know, you could put your post-its out and write down your day if that's what you need. Get a day planner or organize your Google Calendar. Integrate that Google Calendar with your business calendar in Acuity. Those things are going to make your processes easier when it comes to being more creative. I swear, I know it might sound boring, but you only have to do that stuff once. My next C word that I am leaning on is going to be confidence. I really found that going through this entire journey of moving my studio, a very humbling experience. And I'm sure you've had very humbling experiences as well in your business. You've had clients that have really gotten you down. You've had moments where you maybe had to move spaces, or maybe you got kicked out of a space, whatever it is. Maybe you're going through divorce, whatever your personal or business or confidence issues could be, you know what? Fuck it. Let's forget about it. Let's like literally enable like character confidence right now. I am just so sick of being someone who is just restricted by my perfectionism and worried about what people are thinking of me. And sometimes even filming these podcasts, like in the years prior, I've really struggled with confidence. Do I know enough? Am I giving the correct, most perfect information for you guys? And that this year, I'm saying, fuck it. This year, I am coming at you guys with so much more confidence, even though I might come off like a super confident person, which generally speaking, I am, but I'm human too. And I overthink a lot of things, and it is a curse. So I am just Hashtag enabling my 20-year-old unapologetic confident self who never gave a shit about what anyone ever said. And I'm finding her again because we're bringing back the C in confidence, which is going to lead to so much more creativity. Don't you see how that all lumps in? If I'm more confident and I can just be more unapologetically myself, I know that it's going to bring a confidence to you guys to bring more podcasts to you. So I here am allowing you, this is your allowance fee. Be confident. Fuck it. Fuck everybody else. Fuck what the neighbors are saying. Who cares what the permanent makeup artist down the block is seeing in your post that you're also doing a similar type of sale, or you want your brand to look a little bit more creamy, but she's a little bit more creamy down the road, or you want a little more pop a fun of color, but the two girls that you talk to do it too. Fuck it. It's your business. Just do it. It's fine. If you go at anything confidently and unapologetically yourself, then how is that the most... like, that is going to be the most authentic part of being you and bringing you into your business. So, word, what up? Let's bring that C up in here. Hey. Now, my not last C, this is not my last C anymore, but we're going to be talking about content. This year, for me, I am leaning hella into content, and I want to see what is it going to bring, because I'm curious. I watch so much YouTube of being like, oh, be consistent. Post this many reels this many times a week. Remain consistent in your YouTube posting. And you know what? I want to find out what these people are talking about. I want to know. So what is the consistency in the content production going to yield? And I'm very curious. And I'm saying this right now in January to, I guess, hold myself accountable in the consistency, right? The consistency. Before I get to my next seat, I have some exciting news for you guys. This year, I have been selected to be in the Tina Davies Pro team. So thank you all so much for your love and support. And I'm so thrilled to be part of a pro team. I feel like I've been in this gig for about 5 years and my skill set is worth being on a pro team. And I'm really pumped. So that's my exciting news. But I have some exciting news for you. I have a discount code for 15% off on all Tina Davies products, which is so exciting. I have a discount code for you guys, and that's Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo, just one word in the code section, and that's 15% off Tina Davies products. So that's pretty awesome. Let's get back to the scheduled content. Okay, so now that cat's out of the bag and I'm on the Tina Davies Pro team, which I'm so pumped about, this goes into my next C, which is content. I'm so excited this year to bring so much more content to you guys. This is going to be such a big year of content production, and I'm really operating under the lines of no excuses. I really want to do more podcasts for you guys. I'm super excited about bringing some of our pro team members here on the PMU Unfiltered podcast and making sure that they can tell their story. And there's so many stories out there for you permanent makeup artists. And it's a lonely gig. We're working by ourselves most of the time with clients, but you know what I mean. So I'm excited to bring more sense of community. Oh my God. Oh my God. Is the C just like, is this my destiny this year? Yes, I think so. It's just going to be like, the C, I see you. Okay, that's an S, but you know what I'm saying. Maybe like, see you later. Remember when you used to say that to like friends in text messages, like see you later? Okay, I'm giving myself away as an older millennial. This year is going to be a content explosion, and I challenge you to just bring it. Bring it unapologetically, bring it with confidence, and bring it with creativity. That's what I have for you guys today. I hope this ignited something in your soul that you are going to crush it this year. Oh my God. C's are everywhere. C. Crushing it. Confidence, content, creativity, consistency. I'll end on that note. Once again, don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for more PMU Unfiltered with moi. And bye guys.